Since the U.S. faces many conflicts that can't be resolved through sports, sound artist Ken Nordine is keeping his eyes and ears open.
Let me turn this on. I want you to hear something. Okay? Know what you're listening to?
Oh, sounds like a lot of people talking at once.
That's what it is. It's chatter. We have to eavesdrop and try to figure out what's going on with the chatter, to see what the evildoers are up to.
Don't you have to filter a lot of stuff out?
We ignore chit-chat. Our job is to listen for threatening stuff. And when things begin to worry us, well, you know what we do. We simply assign a color to let everyone know what the danger level is. Right now, as you know, it's yellow.
It was orange for a while last year.
Because the chatter got us worried.
It's never been up to red yet, has it?
No, no. That would shut everything down. We thought about what other colors we could use for in-between.
In-between what?
Well, let's say the evil chatter is more than yellow, but less than orange.
Yeah.
There are those who feel we should assign an in-between color.
Mm-hmm.
Something stronger than yellow, but weaker than orange.
Something like what?
Like, say, cerise.
Cerise. Call the police. Yeah. One of my favorite colors is mauve. Almost rhymes with suave.
We could use mauve when the chatter threat goes way down.
What about pink? Pink is somewhere between orange and red.
It's true, but I don't know. Maybe fuchsia would carry more meaning, be more believable. My wife did the bedroom in fuchsia.
Yeah, great. Millions of in-between colors, you know.
I know.
You think we'll ever make it down to blue or maybe green?
Well, green is the color I'd like to see.
Me too.
Or no threat at all.
Yeah.
Gonna take some time. We gotta keep listening.
Yeah.
To the chatter.
A lot of chatter.
Ken Nordine on All Things Considered from NPR News.